as we start to approach the Shemoneh Esrei through looking at these ideas of Bitachon and Davening, and looking at Hashem's track record, I think it's worthwhile to look at Rav Shimshon Ofar Hirsch's Perush on the Siddur. How he takes us through the last paragraphs before the Amidah, starting with Ezra Savisenu, and says this blessing dwells particularly upon the remembrance of the Exodus from Egypt, to which reference has already been made at the end of the preceding bracha, parak of Shema, of Vayomer, in order to comply with the mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. At the same time, this paragraph of commemoration serves as a transition to the Shemoneh Esrei, which follows immediately. This is the idea of being Soimech Geula L'Tefillah, going straight from redemption into davening, and emphasizes that it is solely on the strength of the redemption which we've already experienced at the hands of Hashem in the past, that we now approach Him with our yearnings, prayers, and hopes for the future as contained in the Tefillah. Accordingly, we look back upon the instances in our past history where Hashem has constantly been at the side of our fathers and has ever proven to be a protector and a saviour of their descendants who loyally followed in their footsteps. We recall what these acts of divine providence have taught us, namely that though Hashem is enthroned high in the heavens, His judgment and His acts of kindness extend even to the furthest ends of the earth. We remind ourselves too that anyone that keeps the mitzvahs and takes his teachings to heart can expect this prosperity and salvation. We acknowledge the as command over our lives and endeavours as our Lord, even as He champions our cause as our King, that He is unchangeable, remaining forever that which He has been from days of old, our sole King, Redeemer and Saviour. So we're affirming what we believe in. We're affirming our relationship, our loyalty to Hashem's laws. And therefore, with this avowal, we begin the remembrance of our historic deliverance from Egypt. We're with our fathers in spirit as they leave the house of slavery and as they pass through the Yamsuf, through the Sea of Reeds. We ourselves witness with our mind's eye the sentence which Hashem executed upon our oppressors. We're there with them. We're walking with them. Together with our fathers, we learn to fear Hashem and to trust in Him. Bridging the distance of time, we join with them in the song which they sang at the sea, a song of thanksgiving for deliverance, which, declaring the glory of Hashem, brought to mankind an entirely new understanding of Him and His nature. How so? Because from the mouth of our ancestors, we accept the recognition of the absolute majesty and unique power of Hashem, far exalted above those forces that men would deify. We take it to heart for our own wanderings through the ages. From their teaching, we derive the trust and certainty that He'll reign forever. And even as he ruled in Mitzrayim by the sea, the shores of the Yamsuf, filled with renewed hope by this spiritual experience and sustained by this firm conviction, we now come before Hashem, who is Israel's eternal rock, with our own concerns and requests, both great and small. But very simply, we're seeing ourselves as part of the Jewish journey. We're noticing Hashem's involvement in history and therefore by extension in our own lives. We're affirming our relationship with Hashem and our loyalty to His Torah. That is the best introduction to the Amidah possible. And therefore we're steadfast in our Emunah, our Bitachon in the Tzur Yisrael, in the Rock of Israel. Wherefore from the space of Geula, we can start to daven, knowing that Hashem absolutely has the capacity, the ability, and the desire to redeem.